Broadcasting from the historic 1047 studios nestled in beautiful downtown Valley City, it's the Toast and Jam Podcast. 30 minutes of local sports, trivia, news, and special guests. Hosted by Tim Oast and Paul McDonald. Sit back, relax, and let the fun begin.
Thank you for joining us once again. Always good to have you along with us. Toast and Jam back for another week. I'm Tim Oast. They call me Toast. And here's Paul McDonald. He goes as Jam.
Who's they?
They. Everybody.
Who's they?
That's everybody.
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 It sounds like a Dean Martin tune.
It is. Don't get me going.
Oh, anyway. Always good to be here. And thanks to Tim and Carol for hosting us at Alley Beans in downtown Valley City. And a big thank you to our executive producer, Eric Kringley. We know the Major League Baseball World Series is coming up in a few months. Twins going to make it?
I didn't know you were supposed to start the show with a joke.
We usually do that at the end. But we have another World Series coming up this weekend in Valley City. It's the Wiffle Ball World Series, and our guest to talk about it is Bob Bergen. Do we call you the commissioner then? Commish?
Yeah,
is that it?
The everything. They call me the godfather, but yeah, no. Chad's actually the commissioner, my son, but yeah, oh, okay. I'm there.
Okay. You're the overseer or the groundskeeper.
The groundskeeper.
Pretty much do everything.
Okay, Bob. Wiffle Ball World Series this weekend in your backyard.
Yep.
Now, how many years?
13.
13.
Yeah, the yard is 40 years old, and, you know, people always rave about how nice the yard is, but it really evolved over 40 years to where it's at. So, and it was set up to have a field in it.
And it's kind of amazing, too, getting the rain just in time for the weekend.
Yeah, it's perfect. The yard has never looked so good, really. It's been good.
Let's back up a ways. How was the Wiffle Ball World Series born? Was it born?
Yeah, the guys, you know, grew up. I say our yard, we laid it out so we'd have a little place to play. So as they were, you know, coming up through grade school, high school, actually when they were in high school, they really kind of came back to it and played quite a bit when they were in high school, those guys, and put lights up in the trees and, you know, got some old uniforms and, you know, actually played. And that's kind of how it evolved, because when the very first one, those lights that were put in the trees, you know, prior to 13 years ago were still in the trees, just a spotlight like you have on a construction site. And then it just evolved from there, and then, you know, kind of a get together after they all went their ways after high school, and, you know, they all came back.
Getting tougher and tougher every year, though. Now, I suppose.
Yeah, that's kind of what you know. People mention, like, why? Well, they all have kids now. A lot of them have played in baseball, and they're busy. And, you know, the lead up to this thing is not easy. It's a lot of work and it's a commitment, and it takes a weekend out of the summer when schools are starting earlier and the summers are shorter. But it's, you know, the success has been tremendous and the support's been tremendous. And
yeah, you get a lot of sponsorship on this.
Yeah, thing. And that's really that really turned it to another level when they started, you know, giving to charities and raising money, and, you know, that really took it to where it's at today. And yeah, I mean, it's great. They, you know, they expect, you know, thousands of dollars again this year that they'll be given to, you know, the Landon's Light for cancer for kids. So
perfect. How many teams?
16 teams. Yeah. So it's full. Yeah, I mean, like in the old days before we had two fields, I mean, it got to be really late. But
late for those old people, right?
Yeah. Now the neighbors, no one is coming, expect it. You know,
it's and like, go on vacation.
Yeah, that's about right. But I used to worry about it. Now it's like it's just part of the summer. So, no, it's good.
What makes this such a special weekend, though?
Well, it's you know, a lot of them comment how they can get back to being a kid again and who hasn't played wiffle ball. And you know, the setting is, you know, tremendous. The backyard, they built that fence years ago and, you know, added to it, and it's the real deal. And just that feeling of backyard wiffle ball and playing and competing. I mean, they compete. Early days, you know, we had a lot of teams and had some, you know, wives that played and girls. Well, I got a little too competitive for them, and it's evolved into a competitive, you know, day. So yeah, it really brings out the kid in them.
I know that group of kids, and I tell you what, I don't think there's a lack of competitiveness in those bodies. I'll tell you that.
No, you know, the guys that, you know, played for NDSU football play, yeah. And you know, that brought it to another level, having those guys involved, and you know, they love to compete, and yeah, it's highly competitive to raise that trophy at the end of the night, you know.
You always have an incredible game opening ceremony. Yeah. What's in store for us this year?
That you can tell us.
Yeah, that's right.
Kind of a secret.
There's some things that I don't even know that, you know, Chad just said there'll be some surprises, you know. You know, the high school dance team has always been a part of it. Now they can recognize, you know, last year it was tennis team, state champs. This year it's a basketball team, high school. That we know for sure. There'll be some cameos. I mean, we've had some really good cameos with Ken Herbeck and, you know, Dick Bramer. And, you know, I know there's some of that coming. They're not saying who it is and what it's going to be. So that'll be pretty special. So
I know last year Patrick McEnroe did a special cameo because the girls' tennis team coming off the state championship was recognized. And Patrick McEnroe did a cameo.
Yeah, yeah. So they'll have that. And
any flybys?
No flybys. I think the FFA or FAA said they can't. They got to be closer to the airport.
Well, yeah, with the Minot happening, you know.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That hit too close to home, I guess, anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, you mentioned the boys are getting older. They have lives. They have families. They got a lot of activities going on. But 13 years, that's quite a run.
It really is. And, you know, like Chad had mentioned in the articles that were in the paper that, you know, they want to go out on top and not limp to the finish line kind of, and you know, everything kind of loses it, but it really hasn't. I mean, it's every year it's gotten a little bigger and better, and we've kind of leveled now the last couple of years. So
I can see this happening, though. They quit, and maybe a 5-year reunion or something.
Maybe, you know. Yeah. Chad always said his oldest little boy is 7. He goes, "We're going to keep doing it till he can do it." Well, they may take a little break till he's 18 or 20 or wants to come back.
And you've also honored people at this event as well.
Yeah, I mean that's a big part of it too, and who they honor, and the military is, we've kind of tilted towards the military, which is great. The honor guard guys have been there every year. They're coming again this year, and
nice.
You know, it's really patriotic in a sense too that we honor everybody. And
I remember a few years back honoring Todd Heck.
Yes.
You know, and the family. Because the Heck boys always have played in this thing too.
Yep. And that, you know, I think that might have been one of the first ones that we started doing the charitable thing. And you know, the Landon's Light, they're both mom and dad are from Valley City, and it was just the right one to end it on.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that thing is still going though. It's going strong.
Going really strong, you know. Cancer, kids, I mean, geez.
Oh, yeah.
It's emotional. It's gonna be an emotional end to this whole thing, I know, for us.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Shane Roberts Field. I know how you got the name, but how do you how did they come up with that?
So yeah, back in the day when they were playing in, you know, high school, it was Tyler Marthaler, his middle name is Shane, and Chad's middle name is Roberts. So and they kind of went by the logo of the Minnesota Twins, the two guys shaking hands, you know, and Shane Roberts just kind of fit, and that's kind of how it went.
It's a good baseball name.
Yeah.
Shane Roberts.
Shane Roberts, yeah. Shane Mack.
Yeah, Shane Mack, well, Dave Roberts. You could combine the two.
Yeah.
That's how heck of a ball player.
That's how my son got his name, Shane Mack. I said, Shane.
Yeah.
At first, I wanted to call him Kirby.
Yeah.
And Mom said, no.
Mom said,
we're
no.
Not, we're not doing Kirby.
Mom said,
okay,
no.
I said,
now.
Shane Mack then. Shane.
Yeah.
Okay, there it is.
Yeah, because they got a, you know, they got a nice billboard made up with the two guys shaking hands like the Twins have, and it's Shane and Robert, you know, so Shane Roberts Field.
That is so cool. Anything else?
Well, the Jumbotron, too.
Yeah.
That's been in it for several years now, but that's just a cool thing to have.
It really is, and that, you know, the first year it was really big one, then it kind of downsized just a little bit, but and then those guys actually, you know, they come for 2 days and run the Jumbotron. They can run the videos from prior years, and you know, yeah, it's just great to have that. It's realistic as you can be, you know, so, yeah.
And I think one of the first guys that did it or was part of it when that first came in is a friend of mine, the late Scott Lima, was a Valley City kid.
You know, another small world. It's our neighbor, you know, and he was involved with those guys with the video side of it for, you know, several years. So, yeah.
So who is the defending champion coming back? Do you know?
The defending champion is...
Not R.C. Jellin, was it?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Well, that's a tough one.
I don't.
I can't
remember. Yeah.
I was going to look it up.
I should have looked it up.
Chance.
But yeah. It was I know it was a heck of a game. I can remember it was, you know, and we got done at like 10:30 at night rather than 1 in the morning. It was great.
Has any one team dominated? One more than one championship, or
yeah, those that NDSU group of guys have won it a couple years in a row, but not last year.
Okay,
there's a group out of Castleton that are really good too that have won it a couple years in a row.
Wow,
and that's the fun part is you don't have a team that's loaded with a bunch of ringers. It's competitive. And it's different every year.
It's amazing that you wouldn't think this, but pitching in wiffle ball is the game changer. If you have a good pitcher, and they're real conscientious about throwing it too fast. So, you know, they can't throw it fast, but they can curve and do all kinds of, and the guys that have good pitching, you know, because they tend to pop out then more or whatever, but the good pitchers win the tournament.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think you've missed a year.
We haven't. 1 year rained pretty hard, and the winds came up, and I said, there's a point we got to call this thing because it was just pouring rain. And then they called it, and then they finished it the next year to start the tournament. You know, they wanted to make sure they had a true champion. But, yeah, no, we've got it in every year.
Who is it? Plouffe? Twin?
Trevor Plouffe?
Trevor Plouffe. I believe he's got a garage, a huge garage, and they play wiffle ball in that thing.
I believe it, yeah. I mean, it's we tried to – wiffle ball is made out in Maine or Massachusetts, and the company that makes them is in a small town, brick building. They were really serious about coming out 1 year, you know, because they got in contact with them. We buy the wiffle balls from them, but that never happened. That would have been really neat.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's this weekend.
It's this weekend.
Everybody welcome. Come out and
everybody
watch.
Welcome. I had one of my neighbors, an older gentleman, stopped yesterday. He goes, I was there years ago. I want to come again. I said, come on out. You know,
9:30 for the opening ceremonies?
Yep. And, you know, the national anthems become a big thing. And we thought we had a girl lined up that sings a lot for the Fargo Forest, but it's a friend of hers that does a lot of it too. So the national anthem will be really good.
All right.
And the color guard and the big flag, and you know.
Last year the young lady that sang the national anthem is on her way to Nashville now to be a country music. She just graduated from Fargo Shanley this year, Annabelle.
Yeah.
And she's put out a couple of songs, and she's moving to Nashville at the end of the summer.
Yeah, it's amazing that how that's evolved too, as far as the national anthem and doing it all right, you know. So
well, if you know a lot of these guys and haven't seen them for a while, it's time to reunite. Huh?
It is. So yeah, on Friday night they have that. I don't know if you've been following that, where there's this team that does the black light, or I don't know what the name of it is, but they're going to have that home run derby. They did it last year.
Okay.
So their uniforms will be black light, and the ball's black light, and the balls go over the fence, and, you know, they're in the dark, and it's pretty neat.
That's cool.
They really come up with the stuff, don't they?
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Oh, well, very good. Have a great weekend, and hopefully no rain. You had enough right now. This should be good
perfect
for the field.
We're good. Yeah. It's going to be perfect. So, yeah, come on out if anybody would like to see. The opening ceremonies are well worth it.
Yeah, they are. They are very much so.
They are very much.
All right.
Bob, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Bob.
You too. Bob Bergen with the Wiffle Ball World Series. And hopefully it's a big weekend for him, and I know it will be. It always is.
It will be.
And I've been out there a number of times. I know we used to broadcast out there.
Yeah, we did.
For the opening ceremony.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of fun, and they always treat us well out there.
This, I think, will be in the 8 years I've been in Valley, this will be the first one I'll miss.
Okay.
Because I'll be in Bismarck with the Legion baseball team.
And they're off and running.
18-3, number one seed in the West region starting Thursday.
We'll talk about that a little bit later. Let's do some This Day in Sports. July 22nd, 1923. I was just a young man. No, I wasn't.
I was close. Yeah,
1923. Washington Senators future Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher Walter Johnson becomes first to reach 3,000 career strikeout milestone en route to 3,508 strikeouts with 5 Ks and a 3-1 win over the Cleveland Indians.
Right.
Anybody have more than – I'm sure there are now, right?
What's that?
3,000?
Oh, heavens, yes.
Yeah, there's quite a few.
Yeah, they're in the 15.
Nolan Ryan would be in that
category. Over 5. He's the leader.
Yep. 1926, Cincinnati Reds right fielder Kurt Walker ties a National League record of 2 triples in an inning in a 13-1 rout of the Boston Braves.
Okay.
2 triples in an inning.
It's hard to get 2 triples in a game, let alone an inning.
Yeah. Or 2 triples in a season. For some.
For us.
On this day, 1990, the 90th U.S. Golf Amateur Championship won by Phil Mickelson as an amateur.
As an amateur.
In 1990.
Wow.
some of the events on this day in history. Sports birthdays for today. Sonny Liston, boxer, world heavyweight champ, 1962 to 1964. He passed away in 70. He was 40 years old. Mm. He didn't live to be too long.
Right.
Sparky Lyle, born on this day, 1944.
Okay.
World Series, 1977 and 78. The AL Cy Young Award winner in 1977 with the Yankees, of course. On this day, born Tim Brown, 1966.
Wide receiver.
Wide receiver, yep.
Notre Dame. The Raiders.
The Raiders. 1972, Keyshawn Johnson was born.
Wide receiver. UCLA.
Yep, Super Bowl, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yep, played for the Jets originally. I think he was drafted by the Jets.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
And he was, well, he's ESPN, too.
Yes, he's on ESPN now.
ESPN.
Yep.
Also born on this day, 1995, Ezekiel Elliott, another football player.
Uh-huh.
Good day for football players.
Running back for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
Ohio State.
Other birthdays, Alex Trebek was born on this day, 1940, passed away in 2020.
From cancer.
Yeah, had the game show.
Jeopardy. He had a lot of them. He was a game show host for
High Rollers.
High Rollers, that was the one I was, High Rollers.
He was good at it.
He was very good,
It's been hard to replace him on that Jeopardy show.
They're still trying.
Yeah. Danny Glover is 79 today.
Okay.
Lethal Weapon. Color Purple.
Mm-hmm.
And here's one you like. 1947. On this day, 1947, Don Henley came into the world.
Don Henley.
Oh, yes. Boys of Summer.
That's right.
Hotel California, Desperado was with the Eagles.
Had a decent solo career, too.
Yeah, he did. Boys of Summer. That was one of his big ones.
One of his big ones.
Yeah.
Yep.
Heat is on. Was that? Yeah, Heat is on.
The Heat is on. That's Glenn Frey.
Oh, that's right.
That was Glenn Frey.
Yep, Glenn Frey. All right, joke of the day, and then we'll get into some sports.
Yep, that'll work. Oh, you already did your joke. The Twins in the World Series.
Yeah, Twins in the World Series. That is a big joke.
I already did your joke.
We already talked about the Twins losing 2 out of 3 to the Colorado Rockies. That was unacceptable. That was terrible.
I have a good friend of mine who lives just outside of Denver in Steamboat Springs.
Yeah.
And couldn't believe the Twins dropping 2 out of 3 to the Rockies.
They laid eggs.
They haven't even gotten to 30 wins yet.
No. Colorado's terrible.
So
they scored the most runs against the Twins they have scored all year.
12% of their wins have been against the Twins.
Man. I don't know. If I were Rocky, I'd be a little worried.
I would be, too.
Joke of the day.
All right.
You know, we talked about being bad at something, you know. Last week, what was it? I can't remember. Tennis.
Being bad at something?
Yeah, being bad at something.
Well, that's a lot of things for me.
Well, yeah. Why are fish so bad at soccer? Why are fish so bad at soccer?
I just heard this joke.
You did? Why are fish
At soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Why are fish so bad at soccer?
Well, they are so scared of the net. That makes sense?
It does.
Okay.
It does.
Why are fish so bad at soccer? They're scared of the net. Oh, Liz and Fran, thank you.
Oh,
granddaughters up in Minot.
Granddaughters.
Yeah.
Oh, jeepers.
Yeah. I had a chance to take in the home run hitting contest last night at Newman Field during the All-Star festivities this week in Fargo. They did that a thing called Bombs and Bunts.
Bobs?
Bombs.
Bombs.
The
like
bombs.
Home runs.
Yeah, home
bombs
runs. It was a home run contest and bunting contest.
Okay.
And, you know, they actually did have a bunting contest. It's a lost art nowadays.
It is.
You know, they had two mats on the left side of the plate and the right side of the plate, okay? You know where you lay a bunt down?
Yeah, out in front,
About maybe 8 feet, maybe 10 feet.
On the grass part.
On the grass part, right along the line. Nobody hit the mat.
Did they have to hit it on the fly?
No, they had to land it.
Okay.
I mean, so it rested.
So that's where it came to a rest.
Right. Some hit it, but it went by or too long or too short. And I couldn't believe it. Nobody hit the mat. Nobody landed it on the mat.
Oh, man.
Like I said, it's a lost art out there. Nobody practices bunting anymore.
It's almost like the free throw.
That's a lost art, too. There's a lot of guys that can hit free throws, though. I mean, in the NBA and college, a lot of guys are 90% better, but there are some guys that can't hit a free throw. But, you know, you go back to high school, and there are some guys who can't free, you know, they can't hit a free throw for the life of them.
Yeah.
But
they can hit the three.
Yeah, they can shoot a three.
But 15 feet away with nobody guarding them, they can't do it because it's a mind thing.
It is.
They get in their mind.
Yeah. It's kind of like golf.
Yeah.
It's a mind thing.
It is a mind thing.
It's a mind thing.
It's
yesterday.
A mind field is what it
well,
is.
Well, there's
yes.
certain golf courses I just do not do well at.
And there's one that's about 40 miles away from them.
Yeah. One is Castleton. Those greens are stupid.
And I noticed, too, that the commissioner of the senior league that you were in.
He wasn't there.
Wasn't there, and that's
his
course.
Yeah, and his is Foreman, though. Todd's
he's Foreman.
Foreman.
He's Foreman, okay.
But
he was not there.
He knows where to take off and not be around.
Okay, Todd, come on.
I don't think even some of the golfers that are in the 70s did not shoot 70s yesterday. Everybody was saying, oof. And the weather was perfect.
Yeah,
it was a nice day for golf, but nobody was putting on those greens. There's always the next one. I think we're in Grand Rapids on Wednesday, tomorrow.
Not Michigan or Minnesota,
no.
but North Dakota. Yeah.
Okay. And we talked about the Twins losing 2 out of 3 to the Rockies in Denver. And that's all we'll comment. They lost last night to L.A.
L.A.
They're going to have a rough road trip.
I hope it's not a second-half tank.
Well, I'm afraid. Who are they going to get rid of? They going to sell? They're not buyers.
I found out something about this, and I'm not going to go into depth because I don't want to because we'll be here all day.
Mm-hmm.
But a good friend of mine who is a VCSU grad and played baseball at VCSU, Dan Jeanette, and those of us, we went to high school together. He was a ball player for the Morehead High, but came here to play college ball. Put up some interesting numbers that the Poleads are in debt.
They are.
And they're asking $1.5 billion for the Twins.
Okay, I heard they had somebody interested.
Right, but then that person would have had to absorb that debt, and they're like, no, thank you. Not going to happen.
But they don't have a huge payroll.
No.
That'll be interesting.
So it's... I can't believe that they're worth that. But, of course, that comes stadium. Everything comes with it, I mean, as it is. But the Poleads are millions and millions and millions in debt.
Hmm.
And
that's
just
hard to believe.
It is. But none of the debt comes from baseball. It's all their other operations. None of it comes from the Twins.
Aren't the Poleads bankers? I believe
I thought so. Wasn't Mr. Polad, didn't he give somebody locally some money?
Yeah, he did, to start his first bank.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Carl Polad, but a banker.
Yeah.
I don't know. Huh. Maybe the children haven't
done
so well.
The boys don't got that financial savvy that Dad
maybe.
Did.
Yeah. One more little item on the national scene. Scottie Scheffler wins another major open. That guy is incredible.
He is.
Fourth major win. What golfer owns the title of most major tournament wins? Do you know?
Is that Jack Nicklaus?
Jack Nicklaus at 18. Yeah,
18. I think Tiger was at 13 when he kind of retired.
13 or 15 or something like that.
Yeah, because he was getting there. But
yeah. And Tiger's not going to win anymore.
No, he's done.
Yeah.
He's about ready for the senior tour.
He's priming up his son.
Yeah, his son's a pretty good golfer.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens there. Okay, locally, Legion Baseball.
Yep, the Legion starts on Thursday in Bismarck at the West Region Tournament. They open up with the Williston Oilers on Thursday night at 7:30.
By the way.
That's a great name. Yeah. And that'll be 7:30 on Thursday night from the Municipal Field in Bismarck. And folks can watch it on Game Changer. And if you have the Game Changer app, get it. It's super easy to do it. Just go on there and get it. And it's free.
That's
as far to watch it.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah,
is it
because
free?
The Baseball Association has set it up so fans can watch it for
nice.
Free.
Nice.
And I'll be out there doing those games Thursday through Sunday.
What are the chances?
Real good. They've won 11 in a row. Their pitching is really coming around. They really, like I said, they've got 4 or 5. Matter of fact, Coach Carpenter is texting me right now.
Oh.
And speaking of Coach Carpenter, we're going to have him on here in a week or two.
Okay.
Because we're going to talk about the Jeff Carpenter race the Memorial Race for Dad coming up.
All right.
For Chase. But anyway, great chance here for the Royals this weekend, the West Region Tournament. Next weekend, the state tournament's in Castleton. So you don't have to go far. Watch the state tournament.
Mosey down I-94.
Yep. So head down there. That'll be next week.
And they have a beautiful ballpark.
Oh, I love their ballpark. Yeah. Valley Technologies Field. And I think there's a couple other words in there, but that's what they call it.
You know, we were golfing on the course in Castleton yesterday. It was amazing to see how many young golfers, they have a junior program.
Okay.
How many young golfers? There must have been 50 young people learning how to golf.
They have that now started this year here in Valley.
Okay,
with
that's
Travis
great.
Ingston's
well,
got it
very
going.
Very good. Way to go, Travis.
Yeah, I knew he'd get that going.
Yes.
And they've got a lot of young golfers that are just learning the sport, and he had them doing that this summer.
Well, you
got
to start them young.
Absolutely.
Okay. What else?
Boy, that's about it. All the baseball is done. Softball is all wrapped up. Today is the 22nd of July. We are 30 days away from school starting.
Yeah.
And then that first football game at Velva Sawyer. At Velva. So we're going to be playing the defending state champs in that first football game.
We go down, but it doesn't get any easier.
It does not get any easier.
Does it?
Not at all. Not at all.
Some of those lower class schools could compete in that AA very easily.
Yeah, we're going to see some real good football here over the, and of course, they're going to be starting practice here in about 2 weeks. They'll start practice.
Wow.
If not sooner.
We're going to have to sneak in Coach Mack as well. We'll try to get him in.
Yeah.
Maybe next week.
That's going to be getting started too. They're going to, what is it?
Fall camp.
Fall camp, probably in the 4th or 11th is when they'll start to, I think they have the, incoming freshmen and newcomers are this week.
Okay.
And are getting going this week, and then they'll have the rest of the squad in a couple of weeks.
And feel them out on
volleyball.
That. Feel them out on that new frontier thing.
There you go.
We got to get Michelle in here.
She was just here having a cup of coffee with Michelle Mickle-John starting her third year at the helm of the volleyball
team.
Maybe
get them both in here
at the same time.
Yeah. That'd be pretty good.
That'd be a great job.
Yeah.
We'd do that.
Okay. That's it, huh?
I think that might do it.
Well, that's going to do it for another round of Toast and Jam. Hope you enjoyed. Good taste and stuff. Thanks to our guest, Bob Bergen. Always good talking to Bob. Tim and Carol at Alley Beans. You know, Alley Beans, the coffee is always great. We never venture too far away from what we like.
But I now have their bagels. You got to try their bagels and ask about their spread. They have a cheddar, pepper, cream cheese spread.
Mm.
That I put on my
interesting
bagel. Oh, yeah.
You're such a connoisseur.
I am, especially when it comes to bagels.
Yes. Oh, we do want to thank executive producer Eric Kringley for helping us out always. Always do a great job. Any final thoughts at all?
I haven't had a thought in years, so my final one will be my final one.
Good luck to the Wiffle Ballers.
Yep, good Wiffle Ball World Series this weekend. Take it in, gang. I mean, I tell you, the opening ceremonies is always great with the highlights, and I think they had bagpipes through the anthem 1 year, and always a great show. And then stick around and watch some ball.
Yeah, and that ball field is something else.
It is. Shane Roberts Field, the way that they – and he even said, you know, their first year, I don't think he mentioned it on the air, but he mentioned to me beforehand, it was a chalkboard scoreboard with lights on it. That's how they did – that was their scoreboard that first year.
Wow, man.
And I'll look at it.
They took it another step.
They did a couple of two, three steps. Absolutely.
Let's see, Chad Bergen, Pat Bresnahan. Trevor Christensen, those three.
They were the starters.
They really got this thing going.
Yeah. And Trevor was going to join us, so he's on his way back from Colorado. Yeah. He's driving back today. And
catch him another time.
We'll get him another time.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
His dad's always here.
Yeah,
Todd's always in here. Yeah.
Now he can retire. He's relaxing a little bit.
Yes. Okay, Toast and Jam, putting another one in the books. Bye-bye for now. Have a great week.